your show, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch into the first hour of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. On the way here, one opinion article writer says libertarians are loony. We'll see what we'll dig into that here in a little bit. But first, we will start with Julia's story for tonight, which is about sex and women and their sexual desires. What they say and what they actually do apparently are two different things, right?
I don't think that's any surprise to most men.
It's not a new article, but it's new to me, and I found it interesting because I find these sorts of topics interesting. Anyway, the article from Science Daily is entitled, Women's Sexual Behaviors May Be Closer to Men's Than Previously Thought. In many surveys, men typically report engaging in sex at earlier age, more often, and with more sexual partners than do women. However, a new study shows that some reported gender differences might show up because women don't always answer the surveys honestly.
Oh, my God. Are you telling me that women might lie about how many sex partners they've had?
Well, it's funny because I don't do it anymore, but I have in the past for many years lied about how many sexual partners I had, lied about what age I had sex for the first time.
Did you increase the number or decrease the number?
I decreased it, and I increased my age.
I see.
And the reason why I did that was because it comes off as slutty, right, if women have sex too early or with too many people, and I was concerned with what people might think of that. So
there you go.
I know personally I've done this.
But you give that example, Julia, in reality where you're talking with someone who knows you, right? I mean, when you were telling someone, well, you've had sex with X amount of partners, you're talking to them in person, whereas when they do these surveys, they're completely anonymous.
Right.
So what is it? I mean, are women trying to impress themselves and tell themselves a story? Because if you're answering an anonymous survey, why would you be dishonest about it?
I've lied in anonymous surveys before.
Because a good liar keeps their lies straight.
Right.
And if you're going, you're modifying the present here, right? You know, so you've got to, keep your story straight. Always keep your story straight.
So it's not that you're going to bat for the female gender.
No.
Like trying to make them all look less sexual by
If men are having sex more often with more partners and younger, who are they having sex with?
Exactly.
Presumably women.
Presumably.
Are other options.
I can't really explain to you why I would lie, but I know for a fact that I had lied so much about the age when I first had sex that I had to remind myself, oh, wait.
You started to believe a lie.
Yeah, exactly. I really had sex at this point in time. I lied about that a long time ago and sort of changed the age at which I first had sex because it was a little too low in my opinion. At the time, now I don't care at all, but I did.
So if you're a lady listener out there tonight, you want to share your habits, your truth-telling or lying habits when it comes to your sexual history, would be interested in how you, what you conceal and what you reveal. And, of course, if you're worried about people knowing who you are, just change your name and location when you call in. 800-259-9231.
Back to the article. Says here, women are sensitive to social expectations for the sexual behavior and may be less than totally honest when asked about their behavior in some survey conditions. In the study, the researchers asked men and women about their sexual attitudes and behaviors under several different testing conditions, including one in which the participants believed they were connected to a lie detector machine. Women's answers were closer to men's in some areas of the sexual behavior when they thought lies could be detected. Men's answers didn't change as much as women's did under the different testing conditions. Before the study, we thought men would generally over-report their sexual behavior and women would under-report it under certain testing conditions, Fisher said, who is running this experiment. However, we found that women are more likely than men to have different answers depending on conditions when they were surveyed. Our results may reflect currently shifting gender roles in which women don't feel as strong a need to meet certain expectations about their sexual behavior.
I think that's good news. More honesty, people being more upfront, people understanding that women are people too, and hence they have sexual desires just like men do. I think that's healthy.
Hard to argue with honesty.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because whenever you talk about, people seem to understand that men, it's acceptable for men to have sex with pretty much as many partners as they like, and whereas it's not acceptable for women to have as many sexual partners. People understand that there is that double standard that doesn't really make a lot of sense, but they still naturally can't help feeling that way.
Is it natural, or is it a remnant of the Victorian era?
I'm not sure.
It seems to be a very Victorian attitude, you know, like you're prim and proper, you would never consider having sex outside of marriage, for instance.
I think it's to some extent an extension of sexual exclusivity.
What does that mean?
Well, what's it sound like? It is certainly not rare for society to view sexual exclusivity to be a good thing. It comes from people.
As in, you haven't had much sex? Is that what you mean?
Exclusivity.
No, I've only had sex with one person.
Right.
Or
the idea is that you know, once you get into a relationship, people have a tendency, and I think that tendency is natural, to not want that person to have sex with other people.
Sure.
An extension of that is, I don't want that person to have had sex with other people before the relationship. I'm not saying it's a healthy or good or anything like that. I'm just saying that that's an extension.
Well, I think to some extent that's understandable because certainly the more partners an individual has had, the more likely that person is to have encountered a sexually transmitted disease. So lower numbers are probably better, but to say that you don't want anybody, you know, to have had them had sex with anyone means you've got someone who's completely inexperienced. So I think there's a midpoint there.
I'm not saying that there's not. I'm just saying that
that's where you're coming,
you know, what people are looking for. And, you know, another natural extension beyond that is to therefore, you know, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. So you sort of want people to be sexually exclusive, people that you care about to wait longer and, you know, better. That way they're not making mistakes that you made. Parents definitely want that for their children, and lots of people feel paternal over lots over other people.
By the way, you brought up the golden rule there a moment ago, do unto others, and Julia told me about the platinum rule the other day, which I like a lot better.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
Oh, well, actually, I had to take this 3-day sort of work training seminar class thing, and there we were taught that the golden rule isn't very good, because the golden rule, of course, is treat others as you would like to be treated, but everybody likes to be treated differently.
Yeah, what if I'm a sadist?
Exactly. So the platinum rule is treat others as they would like to be treated.
That makes a lot more sense to me.
Yeah, well, it also includes mind reading.
Well, you can always ask.
You can ask.
Asking's good.
Anyway, go on with the story.
As we could point out right here, some people don't tell the truth when you ask them.
Good point.
Why are you pointing at me, Mark?
No, I'm not pointing at you. I'm pointing at your computer.
Well, now, wait a minute. If they are telling the truth, then they can't expect to get what they wanted if they didn't tell you what they wanted. Well, then the hell with that.
Well, there you go. To hell with your platinum rule, too.
This study involved 201 unmarried heterosexual college students between the ages of 18 and 25. All the participants completed questionnaires that asked about their sexual attitudes, sexual experience, and behavior, and the age at which they first had sexual intercourse. The participants were split into three groups based on the different conditions under which they completed the questionnaire. In one group, the researchers placed electrodes on the participants' hands, forearms, and neck, and the participants were told that they were being attached to a polygraph lie detector machine. However, the polygraph was an old model that didn't actually work. Although
where do you find an old polygraph?
I don't know. Where
I've never seen one on eBay.
Have you been searching for it?
Someone's going to send me one.
Have you ever looked? Although the participants filled out written questionnaires, they were told the polygraph was sensitive enough to detect dishonesty even in written responses.
And they're gullible college kids, so, of course,
fall for it.
Well, if somebody sits you in a room and hooks a bunch of things up to you in various places and tells you not to lie, I mean, I probably wouldn't lie. Although, why would it matter if you did lie? I don't even know.
I think one effective thing would be to ask at the end of the survey, did you lie in the survey?
Yes, why? Just to see if they're liars?
Because some people will say yes when they lied, and some people will say no when they lied, but it'll at least give you an idea.
There's more to this story, and we'll take your calls as well if you've got a comment on this or whatever you want to talk about. 800-259-9231. Attitudes toward sex, male and female, maybe they're a little bit more similar than some people might have believed in the past. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies. Starting at just $4.95, you'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Bright Instruments since 1987.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us. And those, by the way, those features include the updates. Get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the list, go to updates.freetalklive.com to get there. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Movies, lingerie, and marital aids. AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com/talk and get 50% off of one item. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's 50% off if you start your shopping at AdamEve.com/talk. That's an appropriate live read, considering we're talking about sex. Talking about attitudes towards sex, or honesty, I guess, is more the correct term that I might be looking for. Honesty specifically amongst American women. And it's about how women might say one thing about their sexual exploits, but then actually do something completely different. And Julia, you're telling us about a study that they did that involves a set of college-age students that were, what, they were studied to three different groups.
You know, calling it exploits is one of the problems.
Okay. I would have used the same term for males.
I understand. No. I'm just saying that that's one of the problems, is that it's exploits. You know, hey, I've achieved something. It's good or it's bad. It just there's you know, connotations wrapped around it all.
Gotcha.
And that's the reason for the line.
So there were three. There was just sex, man. I don't get it. Anyway, there were three groups of people. One of them was, it was pretended as though they were being hooked up to a lie detector. And what you were telling us is, I don't know if we got much farther than that, but you were telling us that the people that were hooked up to the lie detector were a lot more honest about their responses.
Actually, I didn't say anything about the results at all. I was just describing the groups. The first were attached to a lie detector.
Oh, you said that in the beginning, but okay, go ahead.
This is the beginning.
Right, go ahead.
I swear that was said too.
Really?
Pretty sure you said that.
Oh, well,
maybe not about the lie detector test, but yeah.
Might have been in the introductory part.
So.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. The second group filled out the sex surveys alone in a room and were told that their answers would be completely anonymous. In the third group, participants were led to believe that the researcher might view the responses, and the researcher sat right outside the testing room with the door open.
So they would know who the ladies are that said yay or nay.
Right.
Gotcha.
In general, the researchers found that women who thought their answers might be seen by others tended to give answers that were more socially acceptable than did women who thought that they were connected to a lie detector. For example, women thought that their answers might be read reported an average of 2.6 sexual partners. But those who thought that they were monitored by a lie detector reported an average of 4.4 sexual partners. And that's a big difference.
That's a 100% increase.
Pretty much.
And what are the ages of these respondents?
18 to 25.
College kids.
Those aren't very high. So maybe they're all lying a little. They're still lying a little bit in the 4.4, but
those gals were sticking to their story.
But wait, what were the male responses like?
I'm going to get to that in a second. Women who were not attached to the lie detector but had the privacy during testing gave answers right in the middle, an average of 3.4 sexual partners.
Wow.
Men's answers didn't vary as widely. Men who thought they were attached to a polygraph reported an average of 4 sexual partners compared to 3.7 for those who thought their answers might be seen. So there's barely any difference at all.
Some men thought that it was bad to have more sexual partners. It's a conclusion that one might draw from those numbers.
Right, which doesn't make any sense to me. I don't see why guys would care about how many people they've had sex with.
Well, I can see them caring. I just can't see them diminishing the number.
Yeah, hiring it?
They're raising it.
I mean, I don't know if some guy came and said, "Hi, I've had sex with 50 people. Are you interested in having sex with me?" I might be a little like, oh, you might have a disease. So I guess I can understand lowering it. But guys tend to, I thought guys raise their numbers.
I guess. I don't know.
It would be something that, it's a generalization that I wouldn't argue with.
Okay. Women appear to feel pressure to adhere to sex role expectations that indicate that women should be more relationship-oriented and should avoid being seen as promiscuous, said Fisher. Fisher said it is not entirely surprising that women change their answers more than men. And I would agree with that statement. It doesn't shock me at all. We live in a culture that doesn't expect that... Wait... Sorry. We live in a culture that really does expect a different pattern of sexual behavior from women than it does from men, she said. The study showed more differences between men and women in sexual attitudes than in sexual behavior. One reason that the study didn't show more differences in behavior seems to be because sex differences that researchers sought to explain aren't particularly strong anymore. One result may reflect currently shifting gender roles in which women don't feel as strong a need to meet certain expectations about their sexual behavior, Fisher said. So, with that in mind, do you feel like people are becoming more open to sex? Because I feel like it is, but it could just be that I'm getting older and people are more open to talking about sex when they're older as opposed to when they're teenagers.
Yeah, I wouldn't. So I would say that, yeah, certainly it's certainly more permissible to for a woman to have had sex.
Well, it's I would say as a trend over the years, if you simply look at the culture, you can see, obviously, I mean, now, for instance, bikinis show a lot of skin versus in the 1920s where you know they were pretty much full body outfits. So certainly people have become a lot more sexually interested, sexually honest, though clearly there are still some serious lying issues that are going on here. So I think we've got a ways to go.
Yeah, that's why we need a sexual revolution.
Dear God.
What about a sexual evolution instead of a revolution?
No, sticking with that word, are you?
I like that one better.
Why?
Anyway, is there more to the story?
Not really.
Okay. I want to hear from you on this, 800-259-9231.
So I think that the way that guys can sometimes fudge their numbers and upward is, and the way that girls can fudge their numbers downward, is the definition of sex.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
What is sex?
Is a BJ sex?
Right. Is it? Or, you know, there's other stuff that kids do. You know, and where does the definition start? It depends on what your definition is as to when, when some people's answer is going to be. When my answer is going to be.
This was specifically about intercourse.
This was about intercourse.
Specified that at the very beginning.
I bet
if it were just, if you added to that definition anal, oral, and, you know, all the other whatever, I guess.
Do people really have anal sex before they have sexual intercourse?
These kids today, the ones that are...
I've heard that about Catholic girls.
Wait a minute. So, seriously, and I'm sure that there's some young people listening that could back us up on this, but there are, you know, there's this abstinence movement, right? Where kids are told, okay, you can't have sex until you're married. Don't have sex. Here, sign this agreement telling us you're not going to have sex. And it's very religious-based, most of it is. So sometimes at their churches, they will take a pledge that will say that they won't have sex. Well, their definition of sex is vaginal intercourse.
They change it, right?
Well, it's vaginal intercourse, which means that anything outside of that is fair game for them. So, yes, people are doing that. They are having everything outside of vaginal intercourse, and that way they can tell themselves that I'm still a virgin for marriage. I mean, it's incredible. You're lying to yourself, and that's what they're doing. It's just their excuse that they need to engage in that behavior. But, yeah, that's happening.
Wow.
1-800-259-9231. If you want to share your story of how, if that's what you maybe encountered in your life, or you know people that are doing that, that are telling themselves those lies. Look, if you're getting off, you're pretty much having sex at that point, huh?
I'm not the one to define sex. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you're getting off with another person, I guess that would be considered sex.
Somebody else in the same room.
Sex with yourself is something else. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Breathe deeply, get in touch with your inner self, and tap into all that energy. Aha! You think I'm talking about yoga, but it's really about cars. When I come back, I'll rev you up.
I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
Top performance in humans and in cars depends on oxygen intake. But how do you know if your car is getting enough? That's the job of close pin-sized gadgets called oxygen sensors. When in tip-top shape, these monitors measure oxygen in the exhaust, then signal onboard computers to adjust fuel-air ratios in the engine for complete combustion. But worn sensors give faulty cues, resulting in poor performance, higher emissions, and lower gas mileage. So check out those sensors. Then you and your car can breathe easy. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All the features include the live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, both free for you, freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That again is SACL CAI. We go to your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Nolan in Texas. Nolan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
I just wanted to talk to y'all a little bit about trying to wake people up and things going on, like you mentioned that Brittany didn't have a driver's license. People's got it stuck in their heads that that's just a law.
I don't know what you're even talking about.
Brittany didn't?
You guys were talking earlier about how, you know, this all started for Brittany whenever they found out.
Don't think you're listening to our show, dude, but you're welcome to comment on whatever it is you have to say.
Your show on the internet.
Yeah, we weren't talking about Brittany anything tonight, my friend.
Then it must be a replay.
Okay. Well, whatever it is, we were not
anyway,
talking about
I
Brittany
you,
at any point
about something?
Sure,
in
the last
sure,
several
sure.
weeks. So go ahead with whatever it is you had to say.
Well, I put some stuff up on three forums on the Federal Reserve, what it does, how fractional reserve banking works. I got ignored on one and shot down on two. People don't want to know what's going on. The only people who want to know already know.
Ignorance is bliss.
It does seem to be the case, especially when you're talking about things like the Federal Reserve. It's really dry stuff to most people. You know, it's my big issue, too. To me, I think it's one of the most important issues, certainly the top two issues that are facing this nation between withholding tax and the Federal Reserve and, you know, the fact
well,
that money
I know
is
it's dry,
backed by nothing.
What it is it's just a huge lie. And we all went to school for our 12 years. And they talked about the Federal Reserve and pretended that it was part of the government.
Right.
And then once you realize that you've been lied to on something that is so important to a society as their money, then don't you have to stop and go, well, gee, you know, if they'd lie to me there, might they lie to me elsewhere?
Well, you know what? That might be your opening, Nolan, if you want to look at it from that perspective, but maybe find the issue that the person actually cares about and use that as your entry. So, for instance, if you're dealing with somebody that has discovered the government has lied to them about drugs, then maybe you could parlay that and show them that, okay, well, they've lied to you about drugs. Now let me show you how they've lied to you about your money that's in your wallet. So maybe the monetary issue isn't the best opener for a discussion about liberty. Depending on who you're talking to.
You guys talk to anybody and just watch the little cogs fall into place and see the light come on and see them realize that they've been a propagandized sucker all their lives.
Sure.
I haven't, and I've talked to hundreds of people. I'm just not a good salesman, I guess.
I think everyone's a salesperson, and they're selling all the time. You can probably work on some of your techniques, but you know.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, sales takes practice, you know. I mean, you've got to learn about technique. You've got to learn about how to approach prospects and present your message in a way that sells the benefits of liberty to them. So again, if monetary policy isn't the most exciting thing to them, find out what it is they want in their life, and then show them how they can get more of it. Whether it's just more money, period, more freedom, the freedom to live their life how they want without governmental interference. Expand your horizons. And then show them how liberty will benefit them on the issues that they care about. And then maybe if they get it there, you can help them apply that to the other issues. That's the best I can say. And what I would recommend, though, Nolan, is if you want to learn how to better sell liberty, what I would recommend is that you go to the Advocates for Self-Government. Their website is theadvocates.org. It's an organization set up by some great libertarians that is dedicated to helping people who love liberty help others find the same message and understand it. And they do a fantastic job. Recommended, theadvocates.org. Thanks for the call tonight, dude, and good
luck.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. It can be frustrating reaching out to people and talking about liberty. But if you do perfect, you know, if you do work on your craft, and that is the sales process and selling liberty, eventually you will get more people interested, more, you know, higher numbers of prospects will be interested. And it's sad that we have to sell liberty, but that's how it is. People have been sold on tyranny. People have been sold on socialism and fascism. They don't know it as under those names. They know it as the government that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to unsell them. We have to sell them a new package, the freedom package.
Right. You know, the people voluntarily interacting on, to do business rather than being forced to do business.
Right. So the more people you approach, the more people you're going to find that are going to be interested. And what you might want to consider doing is, again, over at theadvocates.org, they have a great little kit called the Operation Politically Homeless booth. And this is a wonderful outreach opportunity because what it does is it allows you to go to different events like a county fair or a gun show or gay and lesbian pride fest or anywhere you have people milling about looking for something to spend a little bit of time on. So you go and you set up this booth and you hand out quizzes, the world's smallest political quiz. It's a 10-question quiz. When the person answers it, you give them a score. And then based on the score they get on the quiz, you can show them on a nice big chart where they're at politically. And it'll tell them whether they're liberal, conservative, centrist, authoritarian, or libertarian. And that is a wonderful way to really filter out the bad prospects right off the bat. It's a wonderful filtering thing because in the world of sales, Mark, you don't want to waste your time on bad prospects.
No, you've got to talk to the people that are sort of in the arena of buying. They may not say yes right away when you talk to them, but they have to be sort of in the arena, and people that are not ready to buy, don't have the money, recalcitrant, whatever is their reason, you shouldn't be spending your time on them. There's people out there that are ready to buy, and you should be servicing them. Now, you've done lots of Operation Politically Homeless booths. How many do you think you've done?
I don't know. At least a dozen.
Yeah, that's what I would have guessed, too. Now, you generally go to county fairs and places where people are, a lot of them. How many quizzes do you give out in a given day?
Depends on the event. I can definitely do 10 an hour sometimes. If it's a long event, you can pull 80 to 100 quizzes in a day. That's just one person.
How many of those people do you think you get a chance to talk to about liberty.
The idea isn't to really talk to them about liberty so much as to give them the open the door, if you will.
That's kind of what I mean.
The purpose of the well, what you do is you give them the quiz, and then you give them their score, and then you give them the option to learn more, and then they'll decide whether or not they want to get you know take a brochure home with them or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time when I'm running the Operation Politically Homeless booth to give them a lecture
right.
or an essay or something like that. I've got somebody else coming up that I need to get that quiz into their hands,
but
so I move them through.
You do have some kind of follow-up thing. You can do if you're interested in learning more about this, you can do this. You give them something, right?
Well, I give them the opportunity to buy something. I don't give anything away.
Well, I mean, they can buy a pamphlet or
yeah.
you know, you give them the opportunity to come to I shudder to think the libertarian meeting.
Yeah, we don't do that so much. I don't do that. But
right.
some libertarian parties do that.
But there's different meetings that go on, and you can invite them into a meeting.
I have to say that resulted in next to no success when we tried that back when I was involved with the Libertarian Party,
mm-hmm.
giving people asking people if they're interested in that. Even if they said yes, they would never come. So
I think that most people don't even really know what a libertarian is. So, and a lot of people score libertarian.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, maybe they see the word libertarian, they don't think anything of it. But maybe they see it again sometime while they're browsing the Internet or whatever. And they say, oh, well, maybe I should look into that a little more because I'm a libertarian. What is a libertarian?
I can tell you this. My wife had taken the world's smallest political quiz before I met her, and she scored libertarian. And when I sort of asked her, I guess, about her politics, you know, when we first started dating, and she said, I'm a liberal. So she had already been, you know, classified as a libertarian at some point, but decided that she was a liberal simply, I guess, because she didn't agree with conservatives. And you know,
but then she took the quiz, and we'll find out what happened here in a moment. 800-259-9231, and you can go right now if you're in front of a computer and take the quiz for yourself. If you haven't ever done it, go to quiz.freetalklive.com. That'll get you right to it over on the Advocates website. That's quiz.freetalklive.com. Easy shortcut. More on the way. You can take control. Outreaching to libertarians, helping people discover liberty. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
is known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. It's your, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian Hewitt.
And Julia.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Get interactive there and enjoy all the features for free. When you're done enjoying that, then buy something at the Free Talk Live store at store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats, hoodies, a variety of other options as well. The Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo, other neat stuff, all original products only available through the Free Talk Live store. Go to store.freetalklive.com to place your order and learn how you can get a free bumper sticker as well. You don't have to even buy anything to get the bumper sticker. Again, that's store.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, you were telling us a little story. We were talking about the Operation Politically Homeless booth, which is a great event in a box, basically, that the Advocates for Self-Government will send you for, I think, as little as $50. If you go to theadvocates.org, it might be $100. Either way, it's a worthwhile investment for someone who's serious about reaching out to the general public and helping them understand what liberty is all about. And it includes the world's smallest political quiz, quick 10-question quiz you can give anybody. It's available in several different forms. You can get a big poster-sized version of it, and that's what comes with the Operation Politically Homeless booth. But you can also get business card-sized versions of it and everything pretty much in between. So you can carry these around with you in your wallet. In fact, what I like, one of the things I really like is they have these tip cards where you can get it. It says this is not a tip on it, mm-hmm. and it folds around your tip that you would leave on the table for a waitress. And then when they open it up, it says this isn't a tip, it's a gift. And then it tells you about how, you know, gifts aren't taxable by IRS code and blah, blah, blah. So that, you know, makes them feel kind of good. And then there's the quiz below that. You gave your wife the quiz, Mark. You were telling us what happened with that.
I didn't give my wife the quiz. I was saying, in fact, that she had taken the quiz prior to
without
meeting
me. Oh, really?
Right. And she came up libertarian. Then, upon meeting me at some point, she claimed to be a liberal.
Okay.
And what I'm saying here is that people need follow-up after this quiz. If they're a libertarian, they need something, whether it's a meeting or whether it's a brochure or whatever. They need something to sort of cement in them what that is and what it means, and that there are people out there that believe like them.
And that makes sense because we hear the terms liberal and conservative all the time. But that's all we hear. They're really, to most people, or at least most people that talk about politics and think about politics, they see it as you're either left or you're right, and that's mm-hmm. it. There really is no in-between for them.
Right. So this can be very, very effective to bring people in. As far as following up, Mark, there are versions of the quiz that have – you can print it out or you can buy it with a flip side with information mm-hmm. blanks where you can say, oh, look, here, just fill out whatever you feel comfortable with. And that way, if the person wants to give you their email, they give you that. If they want to give you their phone number, they'll give you that, mm-hmm. whatever they feel comfortable with. So there is a built-in way to gather that information that you can use for follow-up if you'd like to. But either way, highly recommended. If you want to look into that, do it. TheAdvocates.org, great organization. Otherwise, like I said, they got books, they got video, audio that can really help you perfect, craft, and hone your skills at explaining and communicating liberty to others. 1-800-259-9231. Still to come, one editorial from the Boise Weekly accuses libertarians of being loony. We'll find out what he has to say here in a bit. But first, interesting scientific development out of South Korea. According to the BBC, a South Korean company says it's taken its first order for the cloning of a pet dog.
Hmm.
A woman from the United States wants her dead pit bull terrier, called Booger, recreated. RNL Bio is charging the woman from California $150,000. Now, that's to clone the pit bull using tissue extracted from its ear before it died. The work will be carried out by a team from, S-E-O-U-L? Seoul? Seoul National University, where the first dog was cloned in 2005. RNL Bio says it's the first time a dog will have been cloned commercially. Their chief executive told the BBC there are many people who want to clone their pet dogs in Western countries, even at this high price. The firm is expecting hundreds more orders for pets over the next few years and also plans to clone dogs trained to sniff out bombs or drugs. Again, according to the company, one out of every four surrogate mother dogs produces puppies. The cost of cloning a dog might even come down to less than $50,000 as cloning is becoming an industry, he said. And if what they're saying is the case here and that there's so many Americans and people around the world looking to clone their favorite animal, you know, if you love Fluffy, now you can have it all over again.
Yay.
For the right price. If there are enough people willing to pay $150,000, then that's going to really help these guys do a little bit more R&D to help reduce prices. And eventually, if other people jump into this game, I mean, it could go cheaper than 50 grand. It could be, before you know it, it could be 2 grand to clone your favorite pet.
I'm really curious. Certainly, everybody's had pets, and probably you have your favorite, but I remember this Doberman Misty that my mother had, which just had the sweetest disposition, believe it or not. She really just was a sweet, sweet dog, and I wonder if, you know, she was an attractive Doberman. My mom shows dogs, and Misty was of that quality, although she could never finish just because she didn't have the personality for it. She was good looking, but that wouldn't matter to me about the dog. What would matter to me is, you know, the disposition. I wonder if the disposition would be similar.
That's a good question, because, again, there you go to the issue there is nurture versus nature, right? I mean, if you have a nice doggy, but you beat it, is it going to be nice after you beat it?
I have witnessed that, too.
Well,
I had a really,
you?
Really nice dog, and my dad used to beat the crap out of it. And that thing, it was sad, actually.
Your dad's a scumbag.
It was really nice to us, but it became, like, first she was really friendly with people who would come in the house when she was a puppy. But after my dad had beaten it for so long, she hated other people. People would come into her house, and she would attack. You met her, Ian. She's crazy.
Yeah. I didn't want to get near her.
Yeah. She would attack you.
Sad. So it's a good question.
Sort of sad.
Are dogs born bad or good?
Well, I think that's absolutely true. If you've had enough dogs or children, you'll find out, been around enough dogs or children, you'll find out that's absolutely true. My mother had lots of dogs. They didn't all have the sweet disposition that Misty did.
Okay. And she treated them all relatively the same?
Relatively similar. I mean, some dogs certainly different than others, but...
Well, then it would make sense then. I mean, if they were born with a sweet disposition and were treated right, presuming that you cloned that dog, it would make sense that it'd be exactly the same dog. DNA structure is the precise same animal.
It makes sense. At $150,000, it would concern me that would be a primary concern.
It would look like Misty, but then she'd start growling at you.
I can find a Doberman. Dobermans look like Dobermans do. That's not a difficult thing to find. What I would want is that a dog that was just as, you know, nice and as Misty. Maybe not with the fear of thunderstorms.
We're going to find out soon enough, right? I mean, as they said, this is the very first commercial cloning of a pet. And so this lady that wants her dog Booger to come back, she's going to know.
Good old Booger.
I mean, she's going to know if it's Booger or not, right?
Right.
So if it's not Booger or she feels like it's somehow a fundamentally different animal, likely she's going to complain. And if,
I don't know whether her complaint will get very
it's
far
not going to get
media.
Her money back, obviously, but my point here is that's going to be a big sales pitch. I mean, if it's true that you get the exact same dog or cat, then they're going to be plastering that all over their advertising, and they're going to say, this is you clone with us, you will get the same animal. Now, it's up to you to raise it correctly. Make sure you raise it in the same way. Don't beat it, but you're going to get the same animal at birth that you had 15 years ago when you first bought Fluffy.
$150,000 is a lot of jack. You have to have a lot of money. I mean, you had a dog you
People
loved.
People have that.
And it was a great dog.
I've got a lock of her hair.
How much?
Showed away in my desk.
Would you?
Really?
How much would you pay for to have that dog again?
I wouldn't pay much because I feel bad about that idea. You know, the idea that you would clone dogs when there's so many other dogs out there that are waiting for homes. I mean, if all of a sudden the shelters dried up, Mark,
mm-hmm.
and there were no other dogs out there or cats that needed to be adopted and loved, then would I clone Jazzy Girl, my favorite dog of all time? Yeah, of course I would. But would I pay a whole bunch of money? I'd pay a couple grand. Yeah, I think I'd pay a couple grand.
Yeah. Well, a couple of grand is what a top-end dog can cost.
Right. Well, she wasn't a top-end dog. She's just a mutt.
But to you, she is.
Right.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I do not think that you could not get another Jazzy Girl. I don't think that. I think that your next dog would be just as good and as smart as Jazzy Girl was, because you spend a lot of time on her, and that's the reason she was like she was, I think.
I think that largely what you're saying is true, mostly.
Nature is a huge factor when it comes to nurture, rather, is a huge factor.
A dog's got a personality, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, so it matters. But, yeah, he does treat dogs well, and, you know, dogs want to be told what to do, and he's busy telling them that.
Says here the pit bull's owner, Berna and McCunney, gave the company ear tissue, which an American biotech firm preserved before the animal died 18 months ago. She said to have been particularly attached to the dog after it saved her life when another dog attacked her and bit off her arm. Wow. The university's team is led by a professor who was previously in a team headed by the disgraced stem cell scientist Wang Wusok. Mr. Wang's results on cloning human stem cells, initially hailed as a breakthrough, were found to have been falsified, and he's now on trial, charged with embezzlement and fake research. So I guess they're questioning whether or not this particular research team or this company is going to be able to pull off its claims. We will see. Over time, I don't know if we'll report a follow-up on this, but as time goes on...
If there is one.
Right. As time goes on, we'll find out whether this process is or is not legitimate. And more people will buy it, prices will come down, and maybe you can have Fluffy again someday. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.